The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we'll jump right in with this one from Woman's Day, The Smile File. April 1st. We think everyone could use a few laughs these days, so the pranksters at Woman's Day put on our thinking caps, or rather our jester's hats, and came up with some lighthearted April Fool's Day jokes, sure to surprise and delight friends and family of all ages. First, aren't you excited to leave out a box of treats at home or at the office to fool your friends and or coworkers? And what they're showing is the box from a donut shop filled with oranges, whole oranges, instead of donuts. The next one, a cereal killer. Freeze a bowl of cereal overnight and top it with a few dry pieces before serving. They'll think they're going loopy. Bugging out. Lights on becomes a whole lot scarier than lights out. If you tape creepy crawlies, these would be fake bugs, to the insides of a lampshade. Mystery filling. You mustard mitt. This is hysterical. Squeeze a bit of mustard into a Boston cream donut. You know, the little hole where they squirt the cream in. For a hilarious first bite. Next one, sweet or sour. Scrape the icing off the inside of some Oreos and replace it with sour cream. Bonus prank points if they dunk it first. Yikes. Dolly Parton, The Family. Let your brother know he's no longer the star of the family by adding your dream relative, such as Dolly Parton, into displayed photos. And enjoy a brownie. What they're suggesting is you cut out a bunch of little letter E's from brown paper. Fill the cookie jar with your brown E's cut from craft paper, but keep real brownies on hand to end the joke on a sweet note. And it said, did you know, as an April Fool's joke in 1996, Taco Bell claimed it had purchased the Liberty Bell and renamed it the Taco Liberty Bell. Story time. April 27th, in honor of National Tell a Story Day, author Lee McCullen Abramson shares a few great reads. Add them to your list, along with her engaging debut novel, A Likely Story. I'll spell her last name. Abramson. In her story, a famous novelist's daughter uncovers shocking family secrets as she tries to step out of her father's shadow. This Time Tomorrow by Emily Straub is her first suggestion. Alice falls asleep the night before turning 40 and wakes up on her 16th birthday in 1996, finding herself able to travel between the present and the time and the past. Alice visits a young, vibrant version of her now ailing father. The story is irresistible for its 90s nostalgia and its touching portrait of a father-daughter bond. Black Candle Woman by Diane Marie Brown, B-R-O-W-N, Black Candle Woman. Did I do that for the other one? Straub, S-T-R-A-U-B, This Time Tomorrow. So in Black Candle Women, the Montrose women have a special gift that can heal and help people. Unfortunately, they're also cursed. Any man they love will die. Told with warmth and wit, this page-turner cooks up a complex stew of family love and magic. And the last one, Flight, by Lynn Steger Strong, S-T-R-O-N-G. Three adult siblings gather for the first Christmas since losing their mother. In the matriarch's absence, they face down grief, the panic of middle age, and thorny questions of inheritance. The exquisitely drawn characters in this jewel box of a novel will stay with you long after you turn the last page. From Magnolia, making time for your skin and yourself with beauty masks. When we're already overloaded with all that we must or should incorporate into our daily and weekly routines, adding an end-of-day mask, which inevitably means another trip to the sink to remove the mask, can seem like something reserved for those with time to spare. But if you feel even a slight inclination toward trying a beauty mask, hear this encouragement. What looks like a dollop of cream can be much more. In that mix of natural ingredients and skin-healing compounds is one thing many of us want, an everyday source of rejuvenation. When the mask goes on, let it be a sign for you and for others that you are taking a time out. At the end, your skin will look great, but it's the refreshment you'll feel that might have you returning for more. And they have some suggestions of masks to try. One, CocoKind Organic Ultra Chlorophyll Mask. This is spirulina and chlorella powders. Give a gentle, deep clean. Available for $20. Go to CocoKind.com. CocoKind.com. Babe Glow Lip Mask. This gel cream treatment restores lips overnight. That's available $20 at babeoriginal.com, babeoriginal.com. Next, Sukin Coffee and Coconut Exfoliating Face Mask. Engaging scents mixed with skin softening powders, $17 at Target. Milani Supercharged Citrus Lip Mask. That is Shea and Kapauku Butters, offering intense moisture for lips. $10 available at Ulta, ulta.com, or at the store, Ulta. Klee, K-L-E-I, Nourish Coconut Milk and Chamomile Pink Clay Mask. An all-natural calming clay mask made for sensitive skin. $26 at kleebeauty.com, KLEIBEAUTY.com. From Real Simple, how to think about your finances right now. With a recession coming or already here, we're all stressing about money more than usual. Reframing how we look at it can help relieve some pressure. These days, you can't read the news without seeing the words recession and inflation. The economy feels as predictable as a toddler's tantrum schedule. The housing market is in a slump, and the prices of, well, pretty much everything are rising. So it's no wonder many people are on edge right now. According to the American Psychiatric Association, 87% of people surveyed last year were anxious about how much more things were costing. And that's just inflation-fueled worry. Unfortunately, there's not a lot we can do to steady the stormy macroeconomic waters. We can, however, manage how we think about our money during these taxing times. Here are three ways to start. Focus on one goal at a time. You hear it again and again. Build an emergency fund, pay off your debts, and save for retirement. If your brain short circuits at the thought of doing it all, imagine these goals as separate buckets that need to be filled with water, says Madison Sherrick, a certified financial planner in Pittsburgh. So you have your emergency bucket, your debt bucket, and your retirement bucket. For many people, it's not realistic to fill them all at once. Instead, pour a bit into the most important one. You don't even have to fill it all the way. Then move on to the next. The trick is to show which bucket to prioritize, she says. Priority number one is your emergency bucket, to help you feel stable in case you lose your job or other source of income. You want enough money in there to cover 3 to 6 months' worth of basic living expenses. Having that cushion means you'll be less likely to rely on credit cards, creating potentially high-interest debt, or dip into your investment accounts, deferring your retirement goals. If you need to free up some money to build the emergency fund, you could opt to make just the minimum payments on any low or no interest debt or temporarily scale back your retirement contributions. Once you reach 3 to 6 months' worth of emergency funds in your emergency bucket, turn off the spigot. Then put as much money as possible toward any debt. Blessed to not have any? That's one less bucket to fill. Start by chipping away at balances that have the highest interest rates. Those are usually credit cards and personal loans. Once you've got an emergency fund and paid off your high-interest debt, it's time to contribute as much as you can to your retirement accounts. Next, pretend your investments don't exist. It can be hard to sit back and take things as they come when the economy feels unsettling. What's even harder? Outsmarting a recession. It's impossible to anticipate what will happen. The brightest economic minds in our country aren't even aligned. Plus, rushing to act doesn't always pay off. Many financial decisions we make while we're emotionally heightened can make us feel better in the short term, but may not have long-term benefits, says Aja Evans, a New York City-based licensed professional counselor specializing in financial therapy. Case in point, just a few months ago, you might have been convinced it was a good idea to get involved ASAP with Sam Bankman-Fried's cryptocurrency exchange, which has now gone belly up, and he's headed for jail. You may see your retirement accounts dwindling in value and be tempted to cash them out. Take a beat. Besides eating the loss, you'll be hit hard with taxes on early withdrawals. Keep contributing to your IRAs, 401k, and other long-term accounts during an economic downturn, and try to ignore any dip in value. It changes all the time anyway. The anticlimactic secret to investing through recessions is just doing nothing, Sherrick says. Historically, the stock market has always recovered. If you're not nearing retirement, then ideally, your investments will increase in the long run. Evans doesn't even check her retirement accounts when times are tough. I made the mistake of looking at my accounts recently, she says, and I was like, oh my goodness. I thought, Aja, do not look. You know better. And learn to embrace the B word. Budgeting often feels like dieting, in that the more prohibitive you are, the harder it is to follow through. A budget doesn't have to be overly restrictive or tedious. It should be seen as a tool to provide financial freedom, says Michael Collins, certified financial analyst and adjunct professor of financial planning at Endicott College. Think of budgeting as an empowering process that lets you better control your finances, he says. One way to do that is by including fun money in your budget. Try following the 50-30-20 rule. Allocate 50% of your income to your needs, 30% to your buckets, and 20% to stuff you want. This formula is trickier to implement when your income is tight or fluctuates using each month, so your percentages may vary. To increase disposable income for fun money, Collins recommends cutting costs where you can. Always a good idea. For example, try negotiating your cell phone and internet bills. To make budgeting less tedious, Collins suggests scheduling a weekly mini-date with your money. Crunch the latest numbers and see how you're doing with those percentages. How are your needs, buckets, and fun money funds looking? Is there anywhere you can save? Anything you can cut out? And create a date-like vibe for the event. Light a candle. Make yourself a cocktail or a latte. Turn on some music or do whatever you've got to make it a little more fun, with a capital F. From Women's Day, April 1st. Check out the couch cushions, because it's also in addition to April Fool's Day, it's time to celebrate the small but mighty coin. It's 1 cent day. Here are some interesting tidbits about the pretty penny. The person pictured on the first ever penny was not Abraham Lincoln, but a woman with flowing hair, symbolizing liberty. In 1909, Lincoln became the first president featured on a circulating U.S. coin in honor of what would have been his 100th birthday. Copper was needed for the war effort during World War II, so in 1943, pennies were made of zinc-coated steel. The rare 1944 steel wheat penny, made in error, is reportedly valued at from $10,000 to $400,000, depending on condition. From Woman's Day, From the Heart, with Candace Cameron Bure. She's your chief financial officer, sharing a meaningful verse that lifts her spirits and guides her in the right direction. Grace can be hard to embrace. Sometimes it feels easy to extend, but it can be surprisingly difficult to receive. Years ago, my friend Delini threw me a birthday party, and at the time, I wasn't in a good headspace due to a lack of work-life balance. Instead of being grateful for all she had done in preparing the party, I focused on what I would have done differently and actually complained to her throughout the night. I was not at my kindest. I woke up the next morning feeling shame and regret. When I called to apologize, she forgave me and said she understood what I was going through. She gave me something I didn't deserve in that moment, grace. With deep humility, I received it and embraced it. Delini and I are still best friends, now for almost 32 years. And the verse of the month, God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, but so none of us can boast about it, for we are God's masterpiece. And that's from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. True grace, grace from God, is an unmerited favor. There's no way to earn it and no way to pay it back. This month's verse is a reminder that grace is a gift, one we can all give to one another as God has given it to us. Easter is coming, when we celebrate the most extravagant gift ever, the gift of grace. Be ready to believe and receive. From Good Housekeeping's Cleaning Lab, they answer a question, how often should I descale my coffee maker? Descaling is an important part of keeping your coffee maker in good condition and your morning cup tasting fresh. The process, which is different from cleaning, for those tips, we've got those below when we're done here, removes mineral buildup left behind by water. I suggest descaling at least every 3 months rather than waiting for the coffee maker's descale light to illuminate. If you wait too long, multiple cleaning cycles may be needed, so I try to stay ahead of it. Coffee makers vary, so follow your model's cleaning directions or these steps. Fill the water reservoir with a 50-50 mix of white vinegar and water. Using no coffee but with a paper filter in place, for carafe models, brew multiple cups or a full pot until the add water light comes on. Let the coffee maker sit for 30 to 60 minutes. Empty, wash, and rinse the reservoir. Then fill it to the max fill line with clear water. Brew as before until the add water light illuminates. If you notice any vinegar smell, brew another cup or two. You can also use a store-bought descaling solution and follow label instructions. And to keep your machine clean, wash the mug tray. This little drip catcher is easy to overlook, but forget about it and mold can grow inside it. Once a week, remove it, separate the tray and the top, and wash them in warm, sudsy water. Then rinse, dry, reassemble, and replace. Between washes, wipe away drips when you see them. Replace the filter. If there's a charcoal filter in your machine's reservoir, it's there to help keep any water impurities like chlorine and odors from reaching your cup. It may not look dirty, but it needs replacing, usually every 2 months, especially if you brew multiple cups or pots daily. And get rid of grounds. Pods can burst and coffee grounds can spill from the filter basket. So make a habit of regularly popping out the pod chamber or removing the filter basket for a deep cleaning. Hand wash it in warm, sudsy water, then rinse and dry it. Or if the filter basket is dishwasher safe, place it in the top rack of your next dishwashing cycle. From Good Housekeeping, for your Easter feast, honey and balsamic glazed ham. Active time 30 minutes, total 2 hours and 30 minutes. We need a half fully cooked bone-in ham, about 7 pounds total, preferably shank end. 2 teaspoons black peppercorns, half cup honey, half cup whole grain mustard, quarter cup Dijon mustard, a quarter cup balsamic vinegar. Heat oven to 375, place ham cut side down on the rack, set in a roasting pan, add a quarter cup water to the pan. Score ham on all sides in a diamond pattern, cutting only a quarter to a half inch deep. Cover ham and pan tightly with foil and bake 1.5 hours. Meanwhile, using a heavy pan, crush the peppercorns, place in a bowl, add honey, mustards, and vinegar, and whisk to combine. Transfer 1/2 cup glaze to a small bowl and reserve for serving. Brush 1/3 of glaze, about 1/3 cup, over the ham and bake, uncovered, 15 minutes. Rotate ham in oven and repeat with another 1/3 cup of glaze and bake another 15 minutes. Brush remaining 1/3 cup glaze over the ham and bake until ham is heated through and internal temperature registers 140 degrees, 15 to 20 minutes more. Slice and serve with remaining glaze. And this says it serves 8 with leftover ham after the 8. From Real Simple, smoked salmon flatbread. Active time and total time are both 15 minutes, and this serves 4. We need one 8.8-ounce package of non-flatbreads, N-A-A-N, such as Stonefire brand, 1/2 cup of whipped cream cheese, 1/2 teaspoon lemon zest, plus more for garnish, 1 clove of garlic grated on a microplane, 2 tablespoons finely chopped fresh chives, 1/8 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/8 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 1 cup packed baby arugula, 8 ounces thinly sliced smoked salmon, 1/4 cup thinly sliced red onion, 2 tablespoons capers drained. Preheat broiler with oven rack 6 inches from the heat. Place flatbreads directly on the rack. Broil until crisp and golden brown 2 to 3 minutes, flipping after 1 minute. Let cool for 5 minutes. Meanwhile, stir together cream cheese, lemon zest, garlic, chives, salt, and pepper in a small bowl. Spread cream cheese mixture on the flatbreads. Top with arugula, salmon, onion, capers, and more lemon zest. From Woman's Day, roasted broccolini. Active time is 5 minutes, totaled is 20, and it serves 2. We need 1 pound broccolini, ends trimmed, 4 teaspoons olive oil, kosher salt and pepper. Gosh, they seem to be in every single recipe, right? 1 small clove garlic, and 2 teaspoons fresh lemon juice. Heat oven to 450. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper. In a medium bowl, toss in broccolini with oil and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Arrange on prepared baking sheet in single layer. Roast until slightly browned and tender, 11 to 12 minutes. Remove pan from oven. Grate garlic over broccolini. Drizzle with lemon juice and gently toss together, separating any grated garlic that clumps together. And serve immediately. From Real Simple, an easy dinner, everything salmon skewers with sriracha mayo. Active and total time, both 30 minutes. It serves 4. It's gluten-free and quick cooking. We need 1 cup long grain white rice, 1/4 cup mayonnaise, 1.5 tablespoons rice vinegar, 1 tablespoon sriracha, 2 small heads baby bok choy, leaves separated, 1 bunch scallions, 1.5 pounds skinless salmon fillets cut into 1.5-inch chunks, 3 tablespoons everything bagel seasoning, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, and 2 tablespoons canola oil. Cook rice according to package directions. Meanwhile, stir together mayonnaise, vinegar, and sriracha in a small bowl, cover, and refrigerate. Cut bok choy into 1.5-inch pieces. Cut white and light green scallion parts into 1.5-inch pieces. Thinly slice dark green scallion tops. Place salmon in a large bowl. Toss with seasoning, pressing seasoning into the salmon. Thread 1 salmon piece onto each of 8 8-inch skewers. Add 3 bok choy pieces and 1 scallion white piece. Repeat twice. Then add a final piece of salmon to each skewer for 4 pieces total. Sprinkle with salt. Heat a grill pan over medium-high. Brush with oil and add skewers. Cook until the vegetables are charred in spots and salmon is cooked through, about 2 minutes on all 4 sides. Add sliced scallion greens to cooked rice and fluff with a fork. Serve rice with the skewers, drizzled with sriracha mayo. From Good Housekeeping, mini grasshopper pies. Active time and total time are both 15 minutes, plus chilling and freezing. We need a 1/4 cup whole milk, 1.5 cups marshmallow cream, we use marshmallow fluff, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter cut into small pieces, 3/4 cup plus 2 tablespoons heavy cream, 1.5 teaspoons peppermint extract, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 6 to 8 drops green food coloring, 12 chocolate sandwich cookies roughly chopped, plus more crumbled for topping, and melted dark chocolate for drizzling. In a medium saucepan, heat milk on medium until steaming. Add marshmallow cream and butter and whisk to melt. Remove from heat and stir in 2 tablespoons heavy cream, both extracts, and food coloring. Transfer to a medium bowl, cover, and refrigerate until no longer warm to the touch, 40 to 45 minutes. Line 12-cup muffin pan with cupcake liners and divide chopped cookies among liners. Once marshmallow mixture is cool, using a stand mixer fitted with a whisk attachment, beat remaining 3/4 cup heavy cream on medium-high until stiff peaks form, 2 to 3 minutes. Fold a large spoonful of whipped cream into the marshmallow mixture until no streaks remain, then fold in remaining whipped cream until combined. Dollop cream mixture into prepared liners and smooth tops. Freeze until set, 1.5 to 2 hours. When ready to serve, drizzle pies with dark chocolate and top with crumbled cookies if desired. Pies are best served chilled. They will melt as they sit out. And this serves 12, so good for a party, right? From Good Housekeeping, what we're cleaning with now, Swedish dishcloths. Typically made from a blend of cellulose, which is wood pulp, and cotton. A Swedish dishcloth is a cross between a fabric dishcloth and a sponge. First developed in Sweden and also known as sponge cloths, they're now enjoying new attention as an eco-alternative to disposable paper towels. Swedish dishcloths are super absorbent and easy to clean. Simply place them in the washer or the dishwasher, and though they stiffen up when dry, just re-wet them and they're ready to use for many cleaning tasks. Why I like them? I've found sponge cloths helpful for sopping up spills and wiping my counters, cooktop, and more. I like their hefty feel in my hand and that they are long-lasting, rinse clean easily, and dry fast to resist bacteria growth. Using them helps keep my regular dish sponge fresh, and they can be composted or recycled. And you can get them at Tenand Company, TENANDCO.CA. They come in plenty of colors and patterns. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. For comments and questions, give us a call at 919-832-5138.